Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you so much for listening to the best show on the radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Our favorite folks over there on YouTube, we stream live on YouTube every single day for you. Today's show is sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Check out the pop-up Christmas Sleigh Bar at Klondike Kate's from now through December. Jack, let's do it.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So there was a tweet from Ike earlier today that got me thinking. Okay. What are the five things that Ike is just never, ever going to relent on?
Oh, that's good.
Starting at number five,
is the tweet in the top five?
Yeah, this is what's responded.
This responded, okay. Yeah. He's right.
He's never going to relent that Westbrook's better than Chris Paul.
Damn
oh,
right.
He never will. Yeah.
He's going to go
I'm
to
sure
his grave.
I'm sure we've argued that.
Oh, of course we did,
yeah,
yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
And I love Chris Paul. I mean, Chris Paul is a point guard. Right.
So,
and Westbrook was the worst. The worst.
So Chris Paul, if you hadn't heard, just got weirdly released in the middle of the night by the Clippers in his farewell season.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you took to Twitter to remark that Westbrook
is... Yeah, well, I didn't see it until this morning.
Okay,
so I saw it this morning, and I was like, what the hell? Chris Paul got released? I'm like, he just announced he was retiring at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So, then what made him think of it is I used the Westbrook GIF.
Always.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I used the Westbrook GIF, and that was intentional.
The Kings would never get rid of Russell Westbrook. You know, he's so happy with his current situation. Yes.
It's not about that.
It's
about those two.
Yeah, it's just about those two.
Yes, it's about those two. And give me Westbrook.
I'll say this about Chris Paul. I can only... There might
something
be
there.
More to that.
Yes.
There might be more to that. I would just say that keep your eye on the news about Chris Paul.
Oh, more to the releasing of Chris Paul.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Interesting to hear that.
Well, yeah. Now, there's something with Ty Lue and him. Like, Ty Lue hasn't talked to him in 2 weeks. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
really?
Well.
We'll see.
Because Ty Lue, Ty Lue was at the poker games.
Nah.
Oh, he was?
He was. Now, he wasn't doing anything, but he was there.
Oh, God, this thing still has legs.
Yeah, I thought we were over this.
Yes. <Yeah. laughs> Seriously, I did. Too.
Thought we were over
That's
this.
That's a good one. You're right, and I'm never letting that go.
You're never letting that one go.
As someone who has argued with Ike about basketball things, never have I seen more passionate Ike than things like that.
Yes, yeah. Well, basketball brings out the real passion.
Yes.
Oh, those are the best arguments.
Yeah.
This is all eye tests.
Yeah, always. Yeah. The fourth thing that Ike's never going to relent on, and it's been a while since he's brought it up, but he's never going to let it go, is how Saquon should have gone for the record. In week 18.
Yeah. Without question.
We'll never think it was the right decision
even
to set up.
Even though we won the Super
Bowl. Yes. And I still think about it. I do. And I'm like, this is why we should have broke the record last year. This is why we should have done it so we could have that on the resume. And he would have done it. You know he would have broke the record.
Easily.
And we still would have won the Super Bowl.
What did he need?
120 yards?
120 yards, oh, something like that.
That's a big number. Does he have 120 yards in three games this
well,
year?
This year, no. Yeah. Yes.
Well, and look at it. Now it's gone. Now the moment's gone.
He finished at 205. He needed 100 yards.
Yeah, it might have been just
100. I think the record is 2105.
Yeah, I think it might have just been 100. Yeah. You're right, which is a lot easier to get.
You want me to reignite it? Watch this. But Ike, he set the record for the most yards total, including the playoffs.
Dude, don't nobody care about that. Yeah, no. Nobody. That irritates me even more.
I know.
Yes, it's the whole 2,500 yards. Yes, yeah. The most rushing yards in the season.
He beat Terrell Davis's overall number.
I missed the part in the Super Bowl where we stopped the game where he surpassed Terrell Davis and they gave him the game ball. Yeah, I missed that part.
It's coping. It's coping. Yeah. And now the moment's gone. I think they got cocky. I think they thought they could do this every year, the Saquon rushing thing. And it's not working.
Yeah, well, hell, I think Cal Quinn even said Saquon would rush for 2,000 again this year.
Ooh. He should have to shave the mustache for being so wrong.
Oh, but he didn't, though, right?
I don't know.
Well, we saw him today. He still got that mustache.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying he should have to shave it for being so wrong about the 2,000-yard rushing thing.
Yeah.
The third thing that Ike's never going to relent on is ranch over blue cheese.
Well,
I mean,
that's a classic.
Blue cheese is disgusting.
This sounds like you're not going to relent on it either.
Well, I'm not either. We're back to back on this one.
We're in agreement there, yes.
I don't understand how people eat blue cheese, to be frank with you.
I'm surprised Ike even likes ranch.
Why?
Because it's a creamy white.
It is a creamy white thing.
Yeah, which is not what he likes.
It's not really my thing, Paul.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
He's right.
Yeah,
he's right.
I still, though I don't eat either of them anymore, I still, blue cheese, I would take 100 times out of 100 over.
Crazy to me.
Ranch is another thing that once I got to college, I sort of gave in to it. Because I did not eat ranch prior to going to college. Well, something about the wings in school.
East Lansing brought it out of you.
Yeah, I was like, all right, not bad.
It's not bad. It doesn't taste like garbage.
Blue cheese, no. Yeah, blue cheese, no.
Can't even smell it.
You need a developed...
I agree, I can't even smell it.
Yeah, yeah.
You need a developed palate to appreciate something like blue cheese. Something that you guys obviously...
Like, I can't eat olives, I don't like blue cheese, I don't like tomatoes, and I don't like wine.
And if I order a buffalo chicken...
Sandwich.
Sandwich?
Yeah.
I'm replacing the blue cheese with ranch.
Easily.
You don't like olives?
I think olives are inedible.
This is a waste of,
olives are awesome.
At what?
When I was a kid, I used to just eat olives out of the jar. I eat olives every day.
That's crazy.
Kalamata olives. You don't like any of the olives?
I can't even smell them.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got opposite palates.
We do.
Yeah.
Direct he has no palate.
Yeah.
Why are you kidding me? I've heard a very refined palate.
Yeah. of grass.
Yeah.
Whatever. Go eat more yogurt, you loser.
Dude, I'm a yogi head, man. Dude, my yogurt is some frozen berries.
Yeah.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
Raw milk.
Well.
Now that's
mostly
raw milk.
Yeah. Mostly pasteurized.
All right. Good. Mostly.
Well. Minimally pasteurized.
Oh, wow.
The second thing that Ike is never going to rely on, he will agree that that Jordan is the best, basketball player of all time. But he thinks Kobe is a better individual basketball player than Jordan.
Well, I mean, Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. Kobe is the best basketball player of all time. If you don't know the difference, I don't know what to tell you. I'm just saying one is the GOAT. I won't argue that. The other one was a better player.
Can I ask you something with respect?
Yep.
What Kobe's untimely passing has done, it has handicapped people like me.
Yeah.
Who, now I have more respect for Kobe later
than
in life.
Most, yeah.
But when people go, hey, he's top five.
Yeah.
And I want to go, stop. Can't.
Top five.
Because
that's almost disrespectful. He's easily the second greatest player. I mean, without question, top five is a cakewalk. That's cakewalk. It's cakewalk.
See, I can't do anything about it. When is the...
Is he better than LeBron?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but LeBron's barely even top 10.
Right. Yeah.
That's what we do agree on.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But see, sniffing the top 10. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, he's right around top 10.
Yeah, barely.
But we'll see where Jokic ends up because he could push LeBron out of the top 10.
Yeah, we're getting Curry's above LeBron now, too.
Well, I would take Curry over LeBron 100 times out of 100.
At what?
What, basketball?
No, you see, this is where we get crazy.
Well, that's why Curry didn't have to...
I have LeBron in my top five.
Well, the difference between Curry and LeBron is people want to play with Stephen Curry, and nobody wants to play with LeBron, so he has to follow things around and go to, organization after organization after organization, and then they get sick of him. Meanwhile, Steph just wins.
Yeah, he just wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah. The number one, well, the number one thing that Ike is never going to never going to relent on is you got to make your bed in the morning. I mean, this is an old school staple. You know, I think it's a little crazy, but he believes that you got to wake up every day, and the first thing you do is you make your bed.
Yeah, and to no surprise. It's an ongoing thing in the house. I'm just saying it's an ongoing thing because everybody doesn't necessarily share the same beliefs. I'll leave it at that.
We have a conflict in our home as well. I'm not a bed maker. Val's a bed maker.
Okay.
She'll come home if she's away for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And she'll look at the bed.
Yeah, and like
the blankets are all over the place.
God.
There's an extra pillow in
you
the middle.
You go days without making your bed?
Yeah. I've never been a bed maker.
Bro.
I could go a lifetime.
How can you go a day without...
Now, in truth,
how do you walk in your room and see your bed that way and not feel like I've wasted? Why wouldn't you make your bed?
Here's what I'll grant you: getting into a bed that is made is much nicer than getting into a bed that's not.
Yes,
made. But I just never became a bed maker guy.
Wow!
And as I got older, I became neater. You know, I like everything where it is. I like everything put away. But the bed making just never became a thing for me.
Wow.
Yeah. He does like it.
That's unbelievable, man.
Yeah. Sorry.
I know.
A whole day?
A whole day. I would go weeks.
I would go a week. Easy.
Easy.
Without making the bed.
Without even thinking.
Yeah. When I was single, when I lived alone, I don't think I ever made my bed. I made it when Val came over when we started dating.
Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine that.
Now, Ike, are you aware that mayonnaise is a common ingredient in ranch dressing?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, but that's like pickle cucumber.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like mayonnaise. It's just like a pickle doesn't taste like a cucumber.
And that's the real thing. It doesn't taste like mayonnaise. Yeah.
No, I just wanted to make sure.
Yes, I know.
I'm glad we cleared that up. Yep.
yes, believe me, I've had people tell me that before, yes.
This, and they think they got you on
that
one.
Yeah, I'm like, I know, yes. Yeah.
When I say cucumbers are gross, everybody, well, do you like pickles? Yeah, they taste different. What do you want out of
that's
me?
A perfect example.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided's big year-end sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors until December 31st. Call 877 Go Guida or go to goguida.com. Rob and Delco, you're on WIP. What's up, Rob?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How you doing?
Hey, Rob.
What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, Mike? What's up, Spike? Hey, Jack. Listen, I got a citrus point I want to make at the end. I said, did you notice last night? Okay. But I want to start out with the birds. listen, this was mentioned on the earlier show, but I want to see what you guys think, and I'm going to tell you my opinion. They were talking about, I think Joe was more like he wanted maybe like an older type of coordinator, because we get these young coordinators and they leave, and then we have to go through this cycle where maybe he hires another one, it doesn't work out, and then we get another one and it works out. And I think Hugh might have been, I forget what Hugh mentioned, but I think this is what Joe was talking about. This is my opinion though, guys. When we lose a coordinator, what usually happens preceding that?
Preceding it, or
yes.
Before we lose the coordinator.
Oh, he's saying we usually win before
we
lose one.
Because we win the Super Bowl, we'll go deep into the playoffs, right?
Well, no.
Except in 23.
Yeah, we lost a coordinator when we fired him because they weren't good.
Two of them.
For the most part, right? So, Spike, like, we've gone to the Super Bowl, and we've gone pretty far with a good coordinator, right? With Kellen Moore, with Frank Wright. So my point is, hiring a young guy. If it's a cycle, Spike, and I... You know, and Jack, and we win the Super Bowl, we go deep into the playoffs, and we happen to lose them, so be it. Do we want to be like a team that doesn't even make the playoffs, that is desolate for 2, 3, 4, 5 years, and they just fire guys anyway? Guys are going to leave and get fired anyway. I'd rather be off of a Super Bowl or deep playoff run. That's just my thought.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you're saying you're not afraid to go hire a new OC. Yeah.
But that's on them. That's on them. Yeah, you're arguing a point that we don't disagree with. So, yeah,
I'm intrigued with Frank Reich. I don't know if he's getting another head coaching job, so he's got to be here. Yeah.
And it could be, I want to prepare everyone, there's a reasonable chance Kevin Petullo is the offensive coordinator next year.
Well, he would actually be my, that would be my top option.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I think bringing somebody back and Jalen being in the offense another year.
Should help.
It should help, yeah.
And And before I get to my pitcher, real fast, I think there was a guy, Elmore, that called and was talking about firing Sirianni. We just freaking won the Super Bowl last year. My gosh.
Well.
I'm 52, so I'm around your age.
Yeah, I'm 52, yep. Age, like, yep.
Yeah.
Damn, come on, guys, what the hell?
Well, man. This is Philly.
Yeah, I know, I'm born and raised in Philly. It's just unbelievable.
What's your citrus point, Ryan? Yeah.
Did you watch the game last night, either one of you or anybody?
Of course,
yes.
Watch every game.
I noticed things like he's sitting on the court. Did you notice he was sitting next to the Sixers owner last night?
I did not.
Oh.
I want to make sure I said his name right. He's in charge of his enterprise now, of his sports enterprise. I think it's like Bob Peterson.
Oh, no. He's talking about the old...
The Warriors guy.
Yeah. I've seen him there a couple of times, yeah.
Oh, have you? That's the first time I saw him, and I was like,
Bob Myers.
Well, I mean, he's the president of the sports segment of his... Bob Myers is not going to run the Sixers.
No?
No. And, no, his sights... Bob Myers wants to... I believe, wants to be an owner at some point. So what Bob Myers wants to do is show that he can run a big organization. And then that way he can get people. The problem with buying a sports team now is they're so expensive. You need a bunch of people to give you money.
Yeah.
You know, you need $6 billion. So you have to prove you're good at it. But why would you want Bob Myers to run the Sixers? What's he going to do? Trade for Steph Curry? Like, You know, the problem at this point is not who is running the team, you know. So give us somebody who's big in the 90s.
Back up in case it was said. So excuse me, guys, if it's been said.
It's all good.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, no. Tiger's a good one.
Started in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, he started in the 90s. Now, he was ridiculous in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, listen, he won Masters in the 90s.
Yeah. I guess the start of Tiger.
Yes.
But really, I think 2000 to 2000.
Yeah, I think when we say big in the 90s, we want the heart of the decade to be in the 90s. I don't think that was Tiger.
Yeah.
Herb in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Herb?
Hey, I got this stuff that I rub on my knee, my right knee. It's called Stop the Pain.
Nail it.
So I'm letting all you guys know, Stop the Pain, Eagles. Let's go out there to L.A., to SoFi. Kick some, you know what.
Put a little Tiger bomb on that
knee.
Get
this thing going on the offense.
Oh, boy.
Let's get back to our defensive schemes. Let's make the plays and come home with a victory. That's all I ask you. Get it back. Bring it back.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You seem like you're relaxed, Herb. What's going on?
I am relaxed.
You get a massage?
I'm on the turnpike driving back from King of Prussia.
Wow.
You drive to King of Prussia a lot.
Yeah, because my friend takes care of me at the Under Armour.
Have you ever, I mentioned, you sound relaxed like you're getting a massage. Are you a massage guy?
Occasionally, once in a while.
All right, okay. Yeah. You get that deep therapeutic massage?
Hmm. Yeah, whatever it is, man, take the pain away. That's all.
Yeah. You know what I mean? What's wrong with the knee? You got some arthritis in there?
I got a lot of things wrong with the knee. I'll go see a surgeon next week.
Surgeon?
I'm gonna give it another week and see. You know what I mean? See what happens.
You think you might need a replacement?
I hope not. But I'm thinking. I'm hoping I don't have gout or something, or, you know, if the pain's off and on. I don't know, you know.
Yeah.
It's not swollen, but I get pain, you know. When I'm driving, I feel okay. But then when I get out on the, you know, street or wherever I'm at to walk, I got a limp.
How much walking are you really doing during the day?
That is a great question.
I walk. I walk whatever I got to do, you know. I just walked in the mall and stuff. I just walked around in the mall, you know. So I didn't get too far when I was in Nordstrom, and then I went over to
as many stores as possible.
What you picking up in Nordstrom? Another nice sweatsuit?
I was just looking. They got some shoes there.
Ah, yeah, you're a sneakerhead. Yeah, you like the new sneakers.
Yeah.
Huh?
SOREL. They're $200. They're nice.
Yeah.
They're nice. They come in beige, and they come in black.
Mm. You know,
two popular colors. S-O-R-E-L.
You know, you got to, with that knee issue, you got to make sure you're wearing the right shoes.
Ah, yeah, that's true.
Maybe get one of those inserts, you know?
Yeah, foot soles.
I got good shoes, man. I got Under Armour stuff. I got a lot of Adidas.
There you go, more brands.
High tops. I got high tops for the winter, for the snow, for this, that, you know?
Yep.
But,
You ever go to that Lululemon store?
They should have went after Slay, man.
They couldn't.
He lost some Slay, man. He as long as he's healthy, man, he been a scratch for like 3-4 weeks or so, you know?
Yeah, they couldn't go after him, though. He got claimed on waivers, so there was nothing they could do about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah, of course.
The Eagles could have claimed him.
I tell you what we could have done. No. Well, we probably didn't have any. What the hell did we give up for Jair Alexander?
It was a 6 or something. Well,
couldn't we have done that for Slay?
Unfortunately, it's after the trade deadline.
No, I know what I'm saying. I'm talking about before then. Yeah. We could have just traded for Slay.
Yes. I wonder if he would have retired.
What it's coming down to? It's coming down to two players in the defensive backfield, that I told you about.
Yeah.
Who's
Slay and C.J. Gardner-Johnson, okay? The guy wants to blitz. That's what he told the Houston dude, you know, that we all know he used to play for the Eagles.
D'Amico Ryans.
D'Amico.
Yeah.
D'Amico don't want him slay. Don't want him. So they decided to cut him, too.
Right.
And you need a couple of blitzers, a couple physical guys.
So what do you think the key is, Herb, to getting the defense back on track? Like, what's some things you would tell Vic Fangio?
Well, would I tell him?
Yeah.
Well,
you know, we gotta hit the gaps. We gotta hit the gap, and we gotta tackle. We gotta hit.
Yeah.
We gotta get the line. We can't.
He probably hasn't thought of that yet.
They ran. We can't let them run like they run. And we gotta bring up some packages, blitz packages, to do whatever we gotta do.
This is what is basically what Ike was just talking about.
Yep.
What's that?
Ike was just saying the same thing. Like, you and him are very aligned on defensive football.
On the same page.
I like to be, I'm aggressive, like Buddy Ryan, 46.
Yep.
I don't have to tell you anymore.
No?
Ask my boy, Seth Joyner. He knows what I'm talking about.
Well, what is the 46 defense, though?
Well, when they call it, they're blitzing. That's what
No,
it
but,
is.
Like, what is it?
What is it? That's the name of the defense.
46. Yeah, but what is it?
That's the name that Buddy Ryan brought it up, the 46, and they come, they bring the heat.
Easy,
That's what they do. They bring the heat. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The Eagles, let me tell you, the Eagles back when, before Lurie bought the team, okay, we had a great defense, okay? The problem was we didn't have offensive receivers, we didn't have the coach, okay, the coach Randall Cunningham. Randall Cunningham he could throw a ball 70 yards. That dude got the arm, okay? The problem is that
we Who do you think is better, Randall or Jalen?
Randall should have won 2 Super Bowls. He would have won 2 Super Bowls if we had the right coaching. Now you got the coach, man. And you got some guys.
I think that's
got Peterson came in. He won a Super Bowl.
Real quick.
Frank Wright worked with him, won a Super Bowl, okay, with them. You got other guys.
Who did Frank Wright win a Super
Bowl
with?
Last year.
Oh, with us.
We won a Super Bowl. The coach that's in New Orleans, we were doing good. There was good things going on last
year. Hey, Herb, real quick. We got to get to Buzz. What is 9 times 9?
What's that? 9 times 9 is 81.
Yeah! Oh,
yeah. Jack didn't know the answer.
No, I didn't know it.
He said you wouldn't know it.
No, I didn't say that.
You would.
I didn't say that. I think it's 9 plus 9.
9 is 81. That's T.O.'s number.
Hell yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah. All right, Herb.
All right, Herb.
You be safe out there, brother.
I'll be down there tomorrow with the Sixers. I'm
amazing.
All
right. I love your bus schedule.
Yeah. He just, I say goodbye and he just keeps going.
Just keeps going.
Yeah, I'll see you there. I got work tomorrow.
Yeah, all right, thanks.
I really do feel educated on the 46 defense.
He came in, we said, Herb, you're on WIP. I put this stuff on my knee.
I really thought we were going to have an all-timer when he started that way.
Yeah, but he got into football, which is the worst
thing.
Yeah,
we don't like when he starts talking sports.
Yeah. Today's show sponsored by Klondike Kate's Christmas Sleigh Bar. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. Coming up next, Buzz is here. Yes, we have our Fantasy Football League update. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
Hey, the holidays are here and playoff football is in the air. Now, whether you're celebrating with family or fired up for a festive tailgate, Dietz & Watson has everything you need. Serve up the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles, plus delicious sausages, premium meats, and artisan cheeses to make any holiday spread shine. And for those busy holiday errands you have to run, well, grab yourself some of the high-protein Dietz nuts, meat snacks, perfect on the go. Dietz & Watson, premium meats and artisan cheeses, proudly crafted since 1939. Visit DietzandWatson.com to find a retailer near you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I cried out, heaven save me! But I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Coming up at 6 tonight, ESPN, Go Birds Evenings, Dahlia Shore Park. Special guest this week is Zach Berman
ZB
of The Athletic. The Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark, Mark's men's night, it's the pistachios.
It's the, you have the nuts every 5:23 break. You
it's
go
the
in there.
Pistachios.
You
get your, I get hungry.
Your
I
big
eat
bag
lunch
of nuts.
Early.
Yep.
I eat lunch at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah, but that's not lunch. You can't have lunch before 12.
That's when my lunch is. The Twitter, because I don't eat breakfast. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville. Thursday night, December 18th, Ray Dittinger signing. The Eagles Encyclopedia will be there. Food, spirits as well. Is Cole Hamels a Hall of Famer? 50.1% say yes. 49.9%.
How about that?
Jack, you got to stop with the anti-Hamels.
Well, it's just like he's not a Hall of Famer. Like, what are we talking about
You're
here?
Not a Bobby Abreu who's a Hall of Famer guy, are
no.
you? Okay, all right, thank God.
I have high standards for the Hall of Fame.
Buzzman is here, Commissioner Buzz, with the afternoon show Fantasy Football League Update. Buzz!
What's up, guys? Back after another highly contested Week 13. We'll start with Ike versus Jack. Little show-on-show crime.
Yeah.
Big matchup there.
Uh-oh.
Jack, of course, right in the thick of this playoff hunt. Ike trying to play spoiler
yeah.
for the second straight week.
Yeah.
And who let Ike get hot?
Woo!
24 from Drake May. 26 from Jameson Williams on Thanksgiving. A season-high 35 from A.J. Brown.
Yeah, A.J. Listen, I'm not dropping A.J. I don't care what you say, A.J.
I don't care if it ruins the whole season.
It's paying off for me now.
Yep.
Jack at 25 from Dak and had one other guy with 21. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yep. Ike wins 142-109. Jack,
nice.
Jack drops to 7-6. Ike now has as many wins in the last 2 weeks as he did in the previous 11.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Listen.
Commissioner taking a shot.
I know.
Couldn't just, let
facts,
me, just couldn't let me live in my glory.
No,
you know
he's
I mean?
Gotta always tear you down.
Ike's up to 4-9.
Ike's is a 4-9. Yeah, listen, my team stinks. I told you all year. So smoking mirrors.
Here we go.
Smoking mirrors.
You are a fraud. Speaking of frauds, when Buzz brings up my game, we're gonna talk about a real fraud. Go ahead.
Oh, here we go. Spike fighting for his playoff life, taking on Dustin. Now remember, Dustin lost 2 weeks ago to Jack, lost last week to Ike. Spike looking to complete the show sweep, and he does.
Yes! And he does it.
As Mickey Mouse's of a win, as you will see.
It
88
was.
To 85.
Yes.
88-85. I don't know if anyone's won with that low of a score all season. Leading scorer was Zach Ertz with 20, Josh Allen with 19. Dustin got a combined 2.3 from his starting receivers. 0 from Amon-Ra St. Brown, 2.3 from Michael Pittman. Spike gets the win.
Dustin is a fraud! It was a fraud team the entire time. He was beating his chest the first 5-6 weeks of the season. Fraud! Fraud! Fraud!
Yeah, certainly caving coming down the stretch.
Yep,
he can't
absolutely.
Handle the spotlight.
He can't.
No.
He can't.
We start talking about him on the air. And he folds.
I said
he
the folds. Other day, I was nervous. I was 1 point behind Dustin, and I had Tyrone Tracy going Monday night. The first half, he has 2 carries for 3 yards. I don't have the point yet. I have 0.4 points. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going
to
lose
stay up for the
one.
Second half of this game to yep. watch you get the win.
Yep.
Now, as I laid out last week, Spike would stay alive with a win. One more Derek loss, which happened. He needed George to lose out. He lost this week.
Wow.
But he also needed Ricky to lose out, and he beat RC. 123-91. We will officially have a new afternoon show Fantasy League champion in 2025. Spike Eskin has been eliminated from playoff contention.
The least memorable wow. champion we've had in this league.
That is that is not true.
The Raptors first, title of 2018.
Shut up. That was my first year in the league. I led the league in points and won the championship. That is a true championship.
Mm.
That's a real championship, Jack.
Very forgettable.
And it's not forgettable because I'm never going to let you forget it.
I was going to say, yeah, we didn't forget about
not
it.
Not as long as I'm here.
Now, the race for that second bye spot is coming down to the end. The three of you all beat Dustin, which dropped him from 8-2 to 8-5, which now has him tied with none other than Yoshi.
Unbelievable.
They let Yoshi is going to get a bye week?
Yeah, he's going to win the league.
Now, Dustin has Yoshi.
He's definitely going to win the league.
Dustin has Yoshi beat by 134 points, which means Yoshi would need a win, and Dustin lost to jump him in this one with 1 week to go. Yoshi taking on RC this week. Don't get too nervous, though. Dustin only needs to beat George.
How's George doing?
Stop.
He's got 4 empty spots in his lineup right now.
And he needs a win to get in, right?
He would need a win and to jump about 100 points. He's not making it.
Oh, so the points become the tiebreaker.
Correct.
Once the record. Exactly. And we got a lot of teams bunched up with the same record.
Exactly right. So, barring a George Miracle.
Oh, that's how Spike's getting in?
No, he's eliminated. He's two games back with one week to play.
Yeah.
So, barring a George Miracle, our six playoff teams are pretty much set. It's going to be Marcus, Dustin, Yoshi, Ricky, Jack, and RC. And the only thing really up for grabs this week is seeding.
Okay. Great job, Buzz.
Well, I got some rankings for you.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
Ranking number one.
Yoshi. I'm eliminated. I don't care. Yeah. I still want to win out.
We got 1 week left to do it. Marcus still at number one. He beat Yoshi 158-95. Yoshi stays at number two despite the loss to Marcus. Dustin loses 88-85 to Spike. He's at number three. Ricky beat RC 123-91. New to the rankings at number four, and RC at number five lost 123-91. Jack gets kicked out with the loss to Ike.
Dude, come on, man. Am I in the playoffs?
Yes. I just said you're in the playoffs.
I wasn't listening.
Thanks for locking in.
Well, I'm not.
You are in the playoffs.
Nice.
I thought you said he gets kicked out.
I'm kicked out of the top power rankings.
Yeah. He's at number six. The top six make the playoffs.
But can he lose? If he loses Sunday, is he out?
He would have to lose, and George would have to lap him by 75 points.
Well, his point total is, okay.
Yeah. We're sneaking. Yeah, we're figuring it out.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I want you to win.
Thank you.
Because we're going to have one representative in the playoffs. Yes. Yeah.
Even I feel pretty confident.
I'll give you my support after I kicked your butt this past week.
Yeah. I feel pretty confident I'm going to be in the playoffs.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel
Jack
good.
Jack would have to lose. Yeah. George would have to win.
Bam? Yeah. But,
yeah.
I know you playing somebody.
No,
week 14.
Yeah. Oh, never mind. Yes.
Jack, take it on Ricky.
You want to talk about a Mickey Mouse entry into the playoffs?
Yep. This is your bubble title.
I feel pretty confident
I'll be in there.
Oh, I just thought about that. Yep. Yes, for sure.
How'd Bam do this week, Buzz?
Bam this week, he was taking on. Oh, he beat George 93-80.
Good.
Didn't see that one coming.
There it is.
Neither did Bam.
But there he is, Commissioner Buzz. Great job.
Thank you.
So before we get back to the show, I have something. Actually, I'm really disappointed in both of you, personally.
Ooh, awesome.
This is a true personal issue.
Happy birthday.
No, it's not my birthday.
I was going to say, I knew it was happy birthday. I'm like, what?
No, I always forget people's birthdays.
It's something Ellie and I were talking about last night, and it is really, it makes me sad. Our text threads are going.
Yeah.
A Hard Knocks is on.
I know who this is.
A Hard Knocks is on.
That's true.
And there is a beautiful segment with both me and Elliot in Hard Knocks showing us clear as day talking and not a word from anybody on the show.
Wow.
So, in my defense, I didn't start until 9:40, so I was behind.
Okay.
Well, then whatever. I still watched it. Yeah, well, I did notice that Elliot's stupid Christmas take somehow made it national.
Yeah.
With like, ooh, Christmas better than Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It made it national? I didn't realize that.
Well, it was on the
Hard Knocks.
It was on the show.
I'm going to go back tonight and rewatch it and fast forward to that segment.
Yep.
Because you know what it was? It came on after the Cowboys game, right?
It did.
Still in a fetal position somewhat with the Cowboys thing. I didn't watch the whole segment on the Cowboys loss.
It was a nice little segment.
Yeah.
And this is what I'll say, and this is true, and you can report this to the morning show if you want.
Did you look good?
Well, first there was the camera. They showed a little of the camera in the studio.
Yeah, okay.
The camera looked terrible.
Nice.
Three chins, they're shooting them from up here. Just look deathly. I mean, just awful. Look, just really. You know what this is? It's him knocking on death's door. That's what he looked like. And then shows me and Elliot, and I truly felt like the camera did me well.
Okay.
I thought
Hell
I looked
yeah.
pretty good.
Nice.
I thought I looked pretty good. Now, I didn't
Of course, by the way, of course, it showed just the camera.
Yes.
Like, well, it would never show.
Take care of everybody else.
Yeah. It would never show the entire.
Yeah,
maybe that was in the deal he worked out with HBO.
Yeah.
Don't show the other people on the show.
Oh, that's 75 people propping him up. You know, just showed the camera.
The Jalen of WIP.
I did notice just how much gray.
What did that mean? You guys finally caught it?
Hell yes.
Thank you.
I did notice how much gray is in my beard on
one
camera. Yeah.
Oh, it's a lot.
High def.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's good, though. It's a seasoning look.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah, it means you be wise. in a way.
I was worried because those that's HD 4K. When I was on TV, you go on TV without makeup.
Yes, sir.
You could be, but they must have put the nice soft filter on or whatever.
Oh, well, my Lotta, you know, he mostly shows up in sweats that night. All of a sudden, he's got the varsity jacket on.
Oh yeah, he knew the cameras were there.
Yeah, Laura Marion jacket on. Kobe Bryant jacket.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Kobe wasn't 6'8".
He knows who the GOAT.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Jordan's so happy to be there, is wearing nice clothes. Oh, wow, the HBO cameras are here. Oh.
Even after a loss, he was in a good mood.
Yeah, who'd have guessed? Who'd have guessed? Oh, you got funny takes on Thanksgiving food. Oh, wow.
I'm definitely going back to watch.
Who'd have thought?
It was good. Yeah. It was good.
I missed that. Yeah, I'm going back to watch that. They didn't get us on there, though. They didn't get the players around, John.
They're not still recording, are they? It's over.
They're still recording.
Oh, okay. No, they're still going.
How long is Hard Knocks? I've never watched
season one.
Okay. 4 weeks?
Yeah, it's usually 4 weeks.
It's right down the stretch line.
Yeah.
Stretch
we have run. Another chance on Tuesday. Maybe they come out again.
Yeah, they come back. Yeah.
Because they sort of use IP as like the sort of a narration, you know.
Yep. We got the feel of the city. Maybe they'll use your Ben Simmons, Jalen Hurts take.
Oh, dude, that would be... Can you imagine if that went national? Yeah.
That's what they usually do.
I don't know if I can handle
they
that.
They normally get a cut from somebody on the air that says something.
This is what everyone's saying in the city right now, that he's Ben Simmons.
Well, they weren't here taping it. There's no way they're going to pull it from YouTube.
Yeah, sure. What a shame.
Yeah. What a shame. Is this Furry Bruce? They keep taking Furry off the thing.
Well, because freaking Kyle, he changes it every time because he's not known as Furry Bruce on their show. And I'm like, well, Hugh is a furry. He would get it.
Yeah. Furry That's Bruce. What up, Furry Bruce?
Oh, man, I can't call it, man. Hey, look, Jack, man. Look, please. Hey, look. You just don't lead in any more funeral possessions, man.
I didn't lead. I led the second unit once I broke the chain.
Unit. Yeah, I know. Yeah, you did it. Yeah, come on, man. I was. And look, if you were in one of our family things, that would have been an issue, man. You would have been called out.
He's a big loser, right, Bruce?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, come on. Got to do better. Do better.
Do better.
I will. I now know for next time.
There you go. You know this thing about Sirianni, though. You know, here's my issues on Sirianni. I mean, if you just look back on the 4 years of where he's had his good years versus his bad years, I have one of my favorite sayings: in the absence of leadership leads to mission chaos. And here's the thing that Sirianni, when he's had good coaches, OCs and DCs, he's had great seasons. And my problem with Sirianni is that when things are starting to go sideways, he doesn't offer the top-level leadership to solve these problems. And this is what we're dealing with this year. Now, I don't like Petullo. I didn't think he was the right guy for the job. But, Spike, he doesn't deserve all the blame either. Now, one of my biggest issues that gets talked about on how we need to move forward, especially when it comes down to this offense, this is one egregious thing. It's two things. The penalties that lost two of these games, that's a discipline thing that comes back to practicing and addressing those things. But they have four running backs, okay? Saquon is not doing better, okay? But Tank, even with the line being underperforming, has been a better runner. You've got Quadzilla that could do, short line. I mean, he's gotten up, but they're not even – addressing that. You know, they're leaning on Saquon and says, he's going to help, he's going to get better. And these are the kinds of things that are easily correctable, aside from the issues with Jalen that we know are not going to go away. But I don't understand why is that so hard? And that goes back to leadership. And that's my biggest thing. And I'm going to tell you something. If we lose this game on Sunday, now we're kind of looking at the 2023 slide. And God help them if we lose and Dallas winds up winning his division. Sirianni doesn't need to see another day here. And we're just going to see what's going to happen on that.
Yeah, Bruce, if they lose the division, everything is on the table.
Ooh, Lord.
Right. Yeah, and I don't...
That would be a collapse.
Yeah, I mean, that's a Kotite level collapse.
Yeah.
To not even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
That would be the a really big disaster. What's so the Eagles' magic number is 4, I believe. So with a combination of any 4 Eagles wins and Cowboys losses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, and it's bleeding over into the I have confidence that defense is going to correct their problems, because we got a good BC. They're going to fix these things. I think the problem is that they're overtaxed because the offense is inefficient. It's bleeding over into the defense side too. But I have faith. I'm just going to watch this next game, and I think that I'm going to have faith and put it out there that they're going to come out with a win, and then just go take one game at a time and work on these problems, and we'll see what happens. But if it goes the other way, I just don't think Sirianni deserves another season here. We need a new start.
Bruce, why don't you give me somebody big in the 90s?
Big in the 90s. All right. In the blue corner.
All right.
The world champion, heavyweight champion, Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson is a great one.
Yeah.
That is a great one.
It's a great one.
And it was really just the 90s. the text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't sell for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
For those keeping score, it took Spike less than 10 months after a championship to give up on the Eagles head coach and quarterback, but 10 years to give up on the Sixers star player after winning 0 championships. Joe and Drescher.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Haven't given up on the head coach. Haven't given up on the head coach and quarterback. Just asking questions.
Just asking questions.
Yeah.
It's all we do here.
Yeah. Just asking questions. What's next?
What a truly dumb segment about East and West. If I ever really need to know, I'll just pull out my cell phone. I mean, compass. Ray Dittinger.
We didn't get any pushback on our Ray Diddy has a cell phone thing, so we may have to keep pushing that.
Exposed.
Yeah. Somebody find his number. Give me his number.
Bigger scoop.
Yeah.
The AJ Jalen scoop. Or Ray Diddy has a cell phone.
Oh, Ray Diddy has a cell
phone.
The
big development.
Can you imagine Jack calls him in the middle of the show? Ray Diddy, can you come on? What's that?
I was hanging on every word of that Hamels Hall of Fame segment. Absolutely riveting stuff. Jake Rosenberg.
No. A lot of numbers? Is that what that is?
No, nah, you know, the Jake Rosenberg interview was a, you know, the dud. You know?
Oh, was the Hamels one a dud?
No, it wasn't. It was fine. Okay. I just thought the text was funny.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, somebody's like, what?
It wasn't Rosenberg.
That almost didn't land.
I know. It wasn't Rosenberg.
I don't think it was Rosenberg, Jack.
No, it wasn't.
What's next?
That Sugar Blue eHarmony sucker stuff! Rios listening to Spike list all his piercing locations.
Yeah.
Sugar Blue eHarmony.
Yep. Yeah, he would not approve. He would not approve. I don't have nothing below the neck, though, thankfully. What's next?
Oh, so Jimmy Rollins has better stats, but he's trending downward, and Chase Utley is trending upward? Interesting. Chuck in Mount Airy.
I knew it. I knew that was Chuck.
Dude, where is Chuck?
I know. I don't know.
Is he mad at us?
I don't think we've pissed him off recently.
Well, I don't think he's called. Did he call Monday? I don't think he called Monday.
No, I don't think he called Monday.
And you admitted the Embiid thing's over.
That didn't bring him back.
I know.
Yeah. Huh. Hope he's not with George. What's next?
Say, hey, what's wrong with your tragus? Willie Mays when he saw Spike's weird ear piercing.
14. Next line.
I said. This show can be educational. Yeah. I didn't know what the hell the name of that
the
was.
Tragus? I didn't know until I got a pierce.
Like, I didn't know what that was. Tragus?
Coming up next is ESPN with Elliot Shore Parks, which is Go Birds Evening. Special guest tonight is Zach Berman. I have not seen Berman around.
Well, hold on.
As of 5:32, he wasn't here.
Is he calling in or is he coming? Pause.
Yeah.
And the other thing, will he give any pushback?
To Elliot?
Yeah.
He better.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is he giving us any pushback? Or is this an informative show?
Just start off with Elliot says they're the best team in the NFC. And if Berman doesn't push back, I'm out. I'm out.
I'm serious, man.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Come on, Berman. Step up.
Yeah, step up, buddy. It's what we're listening for. Yeah. Don't do radio the way you think it should be done.
Yeah,
do it the way it's done.
Get your smart guy stuff out of here. Yes. We don't even know which direction the East is.
Exactly. Nuts and bolts.
Yep.
He's a fellow Syracuse guy, too.
He is.
So that's Syracuse and Syracuse crime.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm just trying to keep him honest, keep him accountable.
Yeah.
So that is next, Go Birds Evenings, ESPN. We will talk to you tomorrow. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. Joy is what we're all here for, right? You want to be happy with your family, happy with your friends. And when you think about the summer, where does it happen? Happens down the shore, happens at the beach. And normally you are paying, if you don't have your own beach house, normally you're paying somebody else thousands of dollars. That's how much it costs for a week just to stay there. Imagine you had your own place. Well, Adam Kasabi is the official realtor of me, the official realtor of the Rights Ricky Sanchez podcast, and he's the guy that can do it. Kasabi, K-S-E-B-E. He's based out of Long and Foster in Bethany Beach, and he is the guy that can get you into your beach house in Delaware. Delaware, you haven't thought about it? I know a lot of people are. I know people are trending that way. Delaware's awesome. Depending on which shore point you go to, Rehoboth or Lewis or Dewey, whatever it is, and when you think about buying a home, the property taxes in Delaware, very, very, very low. Some of the lowest in the country. Jersey, some of the highest in the country. The important thing here is that Kasabi is the guy that can help you do it. You think the market's too tough, you think you can't afford it, all those sorts of things, Kasabi can help you figure it out. Then you rent it to other people, they pay your mortgage, you got a place to go to with your family and friends. When you're ready to take the leap, you got to use Kasabi. Call him or text him. This is his cell phone. He has it with him right now. 302-864-8643. That is 302-864-8643, or go to processrealtor.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.